In past years, the school board has managed to make ends meet through attrition and the redistribution of staff. But Board President Lon Garrison's language this year has become more blunt.
No matter what, I think we're going to be looking at reduction in force at some point. So whether that's going to be 2 people, whether that's going to be 10 people, whether it could be 20 people, I don't know. At 2.2 million, that would be roughly equal to about 20 positions. I'm not suggesting that that's what we're going to do, but that's what that number could be equal to.
Some members of the public present asked if the district was obligated to continue with the adoption of new state standards, and if so, at what cost. Garrison responded that the district really had no choice but to deal with the terms of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, or its latest incarnation, as No Child Left Behind.
And if we don't deal with it, if you just say, well, we're not going to do it. To heck with you all, we're just not going to do it. Well, what happens is the federal money that comes to the state and then the state money that comes to us can be sequestered or retained.
Superintendent Mary Wegner said that the federal money in question totaled about $900,000. She said it went primarily into payroll.
We use most of our Title I money to pay a portion of a teacher's salary as well as our Title II money. So it would have, rejecting those funds would have a significant impact on our existing staff.
Nevertheless, the cost of implementing new standards in math, science, English language arts, and social studies is high, an estimated $1.6 million. Wegner said that the math portion was covered by an unexpected increase in student enrollment last year, but the district will have to bear the brunt of the 3 other subject areas, plus new testing for students and evaluations for teachers. Although it looks like there is a potential for a net savings of $700,000, Board President Garrison says that's not the case. In a follow-up interview with KCAW, Garrison said that the state is moving forward with testing on the new standards, and the district is obligated to prepare students for them. He also said that state statute requires districts to evaluate their curricula every 6 years in any case. Adopting the new state standards has compressed that timeline and consequently increased expenses in the short term. Superintendent Mary Wegner, also in a follow-up interview with KCAW, reports that district teachers have already invested 3 years in training to the new standards. Changing now, she said, would, quote, give teachers whiplash, close quote. Garrison told the audience at Monday's hearing that this was the worst deficit the district has faced in his 3 terms on the board, but he also stressed that the board was interested in a moderate approach to the problem.
We are not going to just slash and burn. We're going to try to do what we've always done, which is take a very deliberative look at this and do what's best for Sitka students.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.